Hello, friends. The tens on duty who prepared the preparation for the lesson are Toronto 3 and USA Midwest. We're going to read an excerpt from Abash, Come Unto Pharaoh. Sometimes a person begins the work of bestowal and explains to the body that this is the whole purpose of the work, to receive vessels of bestowal. However, after all his arguments with the body tells him, you cannot change the nature that the Creator has created. And since creation is regarded as existence from absence, it is only in the form of a desire to receive. So how dare you say that you can change the nature that the Creator has created? It was said about this, come unto Pharaoh, meaning we will go together. I will go with you so that I will change the nature. And all I want is that you will ask me to help you change your nature from a desire to receive into a desire to bestow. As our sages said, man's inclination overpowers him every day, and were it not for the Creator's help, he would not have overcome it.
Active workshop question. How do we, as a ten, turn to the Creator when the evil inclination overpowers us? How do we, as a ten, turn towards the Creator when the evil inclination overpowers us?
Turning to the Creator is what I feel. It's the difference between the state I'm in and the desired state. And if the evil inclination overcomes me, I feel I can't overcome. I can't demand for the friends I want. I want to be in a place where I support them. That's already the prayer to the Creator.
Yes, it's really a beautiful state when we discover that we are governed by the evil inclination. Rav gave a beautiful and clear prayer yesterday. You gave us this nature, and we want you to give us a different nature.
The ideal state when the evil inclination turns us to the Creator to ask, to demand, to reform this common evil inclination. It's a good state.
I don't know how to call it, a type of habit. Maybe faith in the sages, something we have to practice all the time, every day, for a very long time. Practice and practice until we really hone, polish our prayer of the ten that comes out of our hearts. Itai.
It's a prayer that comes out of a feeling, not a, some quote or a sequence of words, but actually from a common feeling that we build between us gradually. Together with the Creator, we come to the to Pharaoh. And specifically, turning to the Creator to go together, that's the key. To turn to the Creator, you have to be together, to be as a ten, to have the right relationship, so He would help us. And all of it, the whole thing is about discovering the evil inclination. So there will be the advantage of light from darkness. I mean, these two opposites must exist.
When the evil inclination intensifies, it forces us to return to the ten and ask and pray for one another, for the Creator to give the strength to connect to our knowledge ourselves, to be as one man with one heart, to really feel that you want to dissolve in the friends, in this common force. Only this common force from the prayer can help us emerge, overcome, and rise above the evil inclination.
And we have to ask for that state as well. Only the Creator can help us in those states when the evil inclination grows, and we have to ask Him to give us the strength as a ten to turn to Him.
Yeah, to give us the strength to overcome, rise above our nature. These states really develop us. And in these states, we feel totally powerless, and that we need the strength of the friends, and these states only advance us.
And if I don't know who exactly is the Creator to turn to Him, I don't know Him, it's not a problem to be my guest. We're in the process of searching for Him, so I assume He exists. Let's assume for a moment that He exists, that there's one source for everything, one goal for everything that this source creates. And if there is this one source, I turn to Him, the one source. And I aim at this point, the reason for everything. Also the descent.
And because we don't know where the source is, we have great assistance from above. As it is written, He places your hand in the good fortune and says, take this. So He put us in a ten. And now, through the efforts between us, in the lesson that will soon begin, want to find out how, in the connection between us, and with Rav's guidance, we can turn to Him.
As a ten, we should turn to the Creator with joy, because only the understanding that overcoming the evil inclination is a result of the effort, and we are rewarded. We have to be in joy because we were rewarded and have to put in more effort.
If the evil inclination overpowers us, then we don't really turn to Him anymore. We have to prepare a trick for it before it overpowers us. And this is by preparing constantly, so that we can really pray to the Creator when we need to. Basically, it is all the time, every single moment.
I would like to continue David's direction. We have to be in joy, because if the evil inclination overcomes us and we turn to the Creator as a result. That's the happiest thing there is.
We're going to read second excerpt from Baal HaSulam, the Arvut, Mutual Guarantee. It is written, an Israel camped there before the mountain, which our sages said, our sages interpret as with one man and one heart. This is because each and every person from the nation completely detached himself from self-love and wanted only to benefit his friends. It turns out that all the individuals in the nation had come together and became one heart and one man, for only then were they qualified to receive the Torah.
Activity for a silent workshop. Think about how we can detach ourselves from self-love and benefit each other as one ten and one heart during the lesson. Again, think about how we can detach ourselves from self-love and benefit each other as one ten and one heart during the lesson.